Gavin E. Parker, thanks for talking to us today. Can you tell us what your novel FELTs is about?
FELTs is set in the 23rd century in the aftermath of the Fourth World War. There is a human colony on Mars, an outpost of the USAN on Earth. After 200 years, they've finally realised that they are able to be entirely self-sufficient, so they decide unilaterally to secede from the USAN. The USAN's response to this is to send the huge military spacecraft FELTs to try to cow them into reconsidering. In response, the Martians beef up their defences and we end up in an escalating game of brinksmanship and a lot of political intrigue, action, adventure and skullduggery ensues.
What first motivated you to begin writing the epic FELTs trilogy?
Well, I'd always been interested in writing stories as a kid. I used to write short stories quite often, and I remember having one published in a school newspaper. This was when I was at primary school, so when I was maybe 8 or 9. But after I went to secondary school, I didn't do anything like that really. And I just started thinking about maybe longer forms of storytelling. And in the intervening years, I'd occasionally do things like short films or stuff of that nature. But I'd never done anything long form. So I was intrigued by that aspect of it. I was also very interested in the new forms of distribution that were available to anyone really, that meant that if I did successfully manage to write some books, that I would be able to get them out to a wider public.
Did you have the complete 3-book story mapped out before starting on FELTs?
I have always planned meticulously before I've started writing any of these books. So I had a very detailed plot outline for FELTs, chapter by chapter, scene by scene. I had that completely figured out before I started writing the first book. And I also had a fairly detailed outline for the second book and perhaps a less detailed outline for the third book. So for each book in the trilogy, I did know what the book was going to be, but in less and less detail as it went on. But I certainly had the whole shape of the trilogy, or a good idea of what the whole shape of the trilogy was going to be before I started.
What is your working background and has it been an advantage in creating this work?
I work in IT, in education. I've previously worked in health and in local government. So every job I've ever had has been public sector. So I guess working in those types of organisations, you do get to see the small p politics. You get to see how large organisations don't work very well, how people communicate and miscommunicate with each other. And I guess the other thing I should say is that I've always had fairly low-level jobs in these types of organisations, so I get to kind of stand back and observe what's going on without having too much skin in the game, as it were.
What is the origin of the title FELTs?
FELTs is Greek for nightmare, but in the context of the book, it's the name of a large spacecraft, of which there are 2 in the first book. And in Greek mythology, FELTs and his brother Otis are known together as the Alodae. And in that mythology, they take Ares, who is the Greek equivalent of the Roman Mars, and stuff him in a jar for 13 months, which annoys him, or as Homer puts it in the Iliad, makes him sore distressed.
Is there a message that readers should take away from this book, or even the whole trilogy?
Sam Goldwyn famously said, if you want to send a message, call Western Union. So I don't think I'm trying to foist my views on the world or tell people to think a certain way. My prime motivation in writing these books is to entertain people. Now, that being said, that doesn't mean that it has to be completely shallow or devoid of any depth. I hope the books will draw readers in by building plausible worlds, characters and situations that readers can engage with, and that those elements will make the bigger themes of the books come to life and give readers something to think about. I've called the trilogy an epic, and I really think it is. The scale is huge, it's multi-generational, and it gets into the big stuff, war and peace, love and death, freedom and duty. So I hope people will find rich seams of thought-provoking stuff throughout the books, but primarily I'd like people to be picking them up for the sheer enjoyment of reading them.
In your opinion, does the book mirror what you feel could be the real technological advances attained by the 23rd century, or do you think it will still be a science fiction by then?
I think that predicting the future is a mug's game, and my guess is that probably in even 20 or 30 years, a lot of the stuff that I've got in the book will just seem quaintly ridiculous. But I do think that the core elements to the story, the human interactions and the tribulations, are pretty much timeless and universal. So although it might become out of date in some ways, I think the essential parts of the story will just ring true for generations.
Did you research any particular current scientific explorations in order to guess what might be the norm in the 23rd century?
No, I didn't. I kind of thought that fundamentally the future will be like the present, in that human relationships and tribulations and difficulties will be the same. But yeah, the technology might change, but little else does.
Were you influenced by any other authors when creating this work?
I'm not a big reader of fiction. I'll probably read a novel once every 2 or 3 years. I read Ian McEwan and Stephen King. What I mainly read is non-fiction, history, popular science, polemic, that kind of thing. So I probably have been influenced in terms of style and so forth, but by a huge range of non-fiction writers.
Has early or recent history influenced your opinions about what might be the geopolitical future of the Earth and of its future national alliances and world wars?
What I've done in the trilogy is take a kind of simplified version of the modern world and just extrapolated it into the future. So you have a Western world, which is democratic with free markets and so forth, and an Asian world, which is totalitarian. It's also interesting to me how, when there's been a long period of peace, people come to think of that as being normal and the very idea of war becomes unthinkable. So I do think there still will be major conflicts in humanity's future, though whether they're anything like what I've described, who knows.
Thank you. And I have to just say, it's a really terrific read and I can't wait for the rest of the trilogy. Gavney Parker, thank you very much for talking with us today.
No problem. Thank you.